Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me from D.C. is Mallory Quigley from the Susan B. Anthony List. We've been having a conversation all this week on the importance of revising the Title X regulations. Mallory, welcome again to the Daily Spotlight.
It's my pleasure to be with you, Karen. Thanks so much.
Well, currently, Title X funding, it's for family planning, and Congress this year in the Consolidated Appropriations Act provided $286 million for the Title X program. And it's a tragedy that Planned Parenthood is receiving $50 to $60 million of that money.
If we've learned anything in the last couple weeks, as pro-lifers have been advocating for these new regulations from the Trump administration and HHS, it's that Planned Parenthood seems to see the Title X program as their personal slush fund. They were up in arms and are even suing the federal government now over just new guidelines that were issued from HHS, not regulations, but just guidelines encouraging others to apply for taxpayer funding through the Title X grant program. So it's clear that Planned Parenthood sees this as their personal slush fund. They don't want anyone else to be entitled to this money. And it just goes to show that they rely heavily on U.S. taxpayer dollars to maintain their profit-driven, abortion-centered enterprise.
To read the letter that NFA and 85 pro-life organizations submitted to Secretary Azar requesting the end of Title X subsidies of abortion, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. Join us tomorrow as we discuss the emerging pro-life generation.
Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight. For more information, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call 1-888-777-5188. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues that impact your family, freedom, and life.